This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
In a world where the HBO Max Movie Club is on hiatus, we still deliver content in the form of bonus episodes. Only one podcast dives deep into the magnificent titles found on HBO Max, and only one man can host such a show.
Me! Hello, everyone. It's me, your host, Matt Rogers. So we're doing something a little different this week and taking a little break. But us here at the HBO Max Movie Club taking this episode off does not mean I'm abandoning you, okay? No. This is a minisode, y'all. The Many Saints of Newark tells the origin story of iconic anti-hero Tony Soprano, who you may know and love from a little drama series that sort of, you know, completely changed the face of television when it premiered. It's called The Sopranos. The film stars Alessandro Nivola, Leslie Odom Jr., Corey Stoll, Vera Farmiga, John Bernthal, Billy Magnuson, Ray Liotta, and Michael Gandolfini, the literal son of James Gandolfini, as Tony Soprano himself. And it focuses on a violent gang war from the perspective of the mobsters involved during Newark, New Jersey's 1967 riots. This was co-written and produced by David Chase himself, so you know you're getting some of that OG, in this case literal OG, Soprano's flavor. And the film has received positive reviews from critics, so check that out while it's still streaming on HBO Max before that opportunity is swimming with the fishes. Or just get your ass to the theater. It's a very cool movie that fills in a lot of blanks for fans of the series and will enrich your experience of watching the show. If you haven't seen it, you actually have something in common with Michael Gandolfini, one of the stars of this movie, who, again, is the late James Gandolfini's son. He actually had never, ever seen The Sopranos before taking this role. I found this really interesting, which, by the way, he also had to audition for. Before you start screaming nepotism at this podcast, Michael Gandolfini actually had to audition to play a young James Gandolfini, and it was successful. He describes watching the series in order to prepare for the role as an intense process, probably because The Sopranos is an incredibly intense series, but also, you know, that's his dad up there. And if you, like Michael Gandolfini, want to give The Sopranos a spin and get some intense viewing on, well, baby, you can stream that start to fucking finish on HBO Max. And if you like the profanity I just used, baby girl, you are going to absolutely love The Sopranos. Trust and, yes, believe. That's just a little taste of The Many Saints of Newark, a Sopranos story in theaters now and streaming only on HBO Max, but only until October 31st, so make sure you catch it ASAP if you haven't already. I know we're taking a little break this episode, but fret not. We'll be back in 2 weeks to talk all about Dune. I mean, Timothy, Zendaya, a zillion other actors thrown together into one of the most stacked casts I've ever seen. I mean, I'm serious. This is like The Departed or like the Grand Budapest Hotel or Knives Out or Murder on the Orient Express or any other movie with a big cast. Here's one, Gosford Park. Yes, please, and thank you. So be sure to check out that episode when it airs and get hyped for Dune, premiering in theaters and streaming exclusively on HBO Max October 22nd. Okay, bye!